Playing tricks is an inherent part of the human experience. Everyone has attempted to fool someone at one point or another. Some tricks, however, have become so impressive that they've secured a place in history, and in our special series, Greatest Tricks. A little over 54 years ago, the first man was launched into space. 46 years ago, humanity has hit the next milestone, first man on the moon. The 20th century has been very productive in terms of space exploration, but humanity has long been fascinated by celestial bodies, giving them outlandish attributes. While scientific examination of stars, planets, and the closest extraterrestrial body, the moon, was progressing, it did not immediately dispel their magical nature. In fact, it only gave pseudoscientific grounds to various wild theories. One of the most notable examples is the so-called Great Moon Hoax. In a series of 6 articles, which the New York Sun began publishing August 25, 1835, it was described how Sir John Herschel supposedly had made startling discoveries of Earth's satellite. The first article provided a lengthy introduction and an in-depth description of Herschel's telescope, which supposedly had made possible to see Moon with incredible detail. The second article, published on the following day, sheds light on what the astronomer saw.
It was a lofty chain of obelisk-shaped or very slender pyramids standing in irregular groups, each composed of about 30 or 40 spires, every one of which was perfectly square and as accurately truncated as the finest specimens of Cornish crystal. They were monstrous amethysts of a diluted claret color, glowing in the intensest light of the sun.
But that was not the most groundbreaking discovery.
We beheld continuous herds of brown quadrupeds, having all the external characteristics of the bison, but more diminutive than any species of the bos genus in our natural history. The next animal perceived would be classed on Earth as a monster. It was of a bluish color, about the size of a goat, with a head and beard, and a single horn slightly inclined forward from the perpendicular.
Animals on the moon. As we now know for sure, this was a hoax. At the time, though, the announcement of discovery of extraterrestrial life caused enormous excitement, which exceeded the regular readership of the New York Sun and spread across America and Europe. Supposedly, the sun's circulation increased dramatically as a result of this hoax. And what's important, it did not decline after Richard Adams Locke, a reporter for the Sun, admitted to the hoax. Thus, the New York Sun was established as a successful paper for years to come. Dr. Herschel, the astronomer in the article, reportedly was not mad that his name was used for the story and was initially amused by the hoax, admitting that his own real observations could never be as exciting. His amusement did not last long, as people kept believing that his findings were actually true. The hoax itself wasn't probably the greatest trick. Edgar Allan Poe believed the article was based on his own moon hoax, published just a few months before the articles in the Sun. Poe accused Locke of stealing his story and effectively stealing his thunder, not to mention royalties. The author served as a revenge cold by getting another fake article published in the same newspaper, The Balloon Hoax, which detailed a trip across the Atlantic Ocean in just 3 days in a gas balloon. Richard Adams Locke was Poe's editor on the article and, despite his suspicions, still allowed the hoax to be published.